Ready for Advanced, 3rd edition, by Roy Norris and Amanda French. CD 2. Track 1. Unit 9. Listening 1. Part 2. Sentence completion.
Well, hello everyone. I think most of you know that I recently went to Queenstown for my work placement, at the Lake Hotel. And the person I was attached to for the week was the front desk clerk. So, basically, I was learning all about what a typical day for him involved and what kind of skills you needed to do that specific job. I had a choice of 3 hotels that I could work in for the placement, but I ended up deciding on the Lake Hotel because it isn't really affected by seasonal tourism. A high proportion of its guests are there for conferences and meetings, so it's pretty much fully booked on a continual basis, and I wanted a bit of a challenge. Anyway, as soon as I walked into the hotel, I suppose I was struck by how professional everyone seemed. Of course, your room and the hotel facilities are important, but actually, I realised it's the way the hotel staff are presented that you notice first, and in particular, how stylish and neat the uniform looks. I think I'll definitely have to smarten up once I start work for real. Well, getting back to the front desk clerk, his name was André, he was Swiss, and he'd been working at the hotel for about 3 years. As I watched him talk to the guests, I saw that he was using their names quite a bit, which is apparently the hotel policy. It's a way of building a professional relationship. Then later, André explained that whenever he deals with a guest, he makes sure he finds out the nationality of that person, because that sort of information will tell him what their requirements are likely to be, and so enable him to give them the best service possible. So, for example, in his experience, German travellers tend to have done all their research before they arrive and only want basic advice. But Chinese travellers often expect everything to be arranged for them, apparently. I worked from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day, under André's supervision, of course. And there was honestly a constant stream of people checking in all the time I was at the front desk. Then, of course, other guests would come and request a room move or extend their stay or something. And what really impressed me about André was how he managed to inform every department in the hotel about those changes, almost immediately, in fact, no matter how busy he was. There's a daily meeting with management too, but I didn't go along to that. I asked André if there was anything he disliked about the job, and I thought he would have said something like guest complaints or working nights. I don't know how people get used to the night shift. It was dealing with foreign currency transactions, though, that he said he had problems with. He said he would always delegate it to an assistant if he could. I think he just preferred interacting with guests, and I don't think he was just making small talk with them. I think his interest in helping them was actually quite genuine. I spent quite a bit of time giving guests information about things to do in Queenstown, including where to go shopping and buy decent souvenirs. That was more for the tour groups and older guests. The younger ones were there primarily for the adventure activities. That was the main attraction. And they wanted advice on which companies to book with. So part of my job was to promote some of the more established and reputable tour operators. And I was fine with that because I'd expected it and got myself prepared. The local restaurants, though, were a different matter. I was surprised that guests were asking me about them because, obviously, there's one in the hotel and you really want the guests to be eating there. I just had to admit that I'd only just started work and I'd have to get André to help them. I did ask him later why it would be in the hotel's interest to recommend other places for the guests to eat or visit even. He said that in order for the hotel's profits to continue to grow, it was essential to keep on building up customer loyalty, and that meant providing the best service possible. I could see what he meant. I suppose a lot of hotels have a similar outlook and philosophy. Well, I would definitely recommend Queenstown if you haven't done your work placement yet. It wasn't until I began working there that I realised how huge its hospitality industry actually is.